So you feel those vibrations and they start getting stronger and stronger. You start hearing different noises, different sounds, or even people talking. And you know that something's about to happen that's otherworldly. You're about to come out of your body, whether it's astral travel or your consciousness goes somewhere else, or you're about to see something, or you're going to sense something in the room with you. You know something is about to happen when you feel those vibrations and they start getting stronger. Now what? What are you going to do? You try to stop it. It doesn't work. You feel so scared and you have so much anxiety over this. Let's talk about what to do so you can keep your cool and actually benefit from what's about to happen. Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Mystical Recall Podcast here at mysticalrecall.com. I'm Vernita and I remember exactly how terrified I used to feel when I'd get those vibrations and they start up again. And it's like, oh no, here it comes again. Where am I going? I don't know what's happening. Why is this happening to me? I don't know how to stop it. And I was just paralyzed by fear. And you may feel the same way. And you're freaking out, wondering, what do you do? How do you stop this? Well, the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, why do you want to stop it? What is it that you're so afraid of where you feel like you have to stop this thing from happening? For me, I had no frame of reference for this. I never had heard of astral travel, astral projection, any of these type of terms that I now know. I never heard of your consciousness going someplace else while you're here. I never heard of people bilocating and trilocating and all these things that I do now and I know about now. I never heard of these things. I mean, well, of course, outside of the movies and, you know, science fiction, fantasy and horror movies and stories that was supposedly make-believe, I never heard of this actually happening to real people, for real, for real. So my frame of reference was some make-believe stuff. And then also being raised in the church. And then another frame of reference would be my dad having a mental health issue. So those are my three frames of reference. I have no positive, yeah, this is how it is. Nothing positive and uplifting about it. Everything is negative or something's wrong with you, unless it's a movie where people are doing all these wonderful things and they have all these type of experiences, but no one said that that's actually true. And then if you go into religion, like I said, I was raised in the church, Christianity, the only ones who are doing certain things are Jesus or somebody may be a seer, but it's a particular person back in those days. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I know there's people who are psychic, who are clairvoyant, who have those type of things. A lot of things were happening to me as a child, but I had no way of talking or no language, no words to describe what was happening to me. And then the out of body stuff was like on a whole nother level. So it's like, what is this? It's one thing that you have lucid dreams. You can see things other people don't see or hear or feel. But when you actually feel your body drifting away, well, where is it drifting to? You know, now I had been left the church. I had been left Christianity. I had, you know, and as far as my dad was concerned, he definitely had some serious mental health issues. But for me, I'm like, what in the world is going on? Am I about to turn into my dad? Is that what this is? You know, I wasn't around anyone who was into mysticism. I wasn't around anyone who knew metaphysics. There's things that I just did not know. I didn't even know what to go online and type to find out. It's like one thing led to another that led to another. I went down all these rabbit holes and it's been a very long journey. But I would tell you, there's absolutely nothing that myself or anyone else can convey to you to make you feel comfortable until you ask yourself why you're uncomfortable in the first place. Sit down and ask yourself for real, why are you scared of what you're scared of? And when you really think about it, it's something that came from your childhood that you were raised to believe or not to believe that's got you fearful of something that you don't know. We have been conditioned to be in fear of the things we don't know. If you come from a religious background, you've been conditioned to automatically assume that the devil is doing this and that to you. You've been conditioned that way. And that's hard to break, even if there's things you don't believe from what you were raised to believe. It's still in your psyche. There's still that fear of the unknown that's there. So ask yourself, why do you feel so afraid? If the answer is simply because I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know if something is attacking me, I don't know if it's evil, I don't know all these things, then I would say to you, allow for yourself to know what's happening by allowing what you're going through to transpire without you trying to force it to stop, without you automatically thinking, oh, this is bad, this is negative. Switch how you perceive it to a positive thing, because you may not think so right now, but this is a very positive thing. You are literally going through a spiritual awakening that's waking you up to your non-physical nature and who you are from a soul perspective. You are a multidimensional being. There's many versions of you on multiple planes in multiple dimensions on multiple timelines. And you won't really know this until you experience it. There's plenty of people online these days talking about this kind of stuff. Back when this was first happening to me, 2008, 9, 10, there was nowhere near as many people talking about it. So there's a lot of digging for information so I can have the lingo, the terms, in order to understand certain things. Now everybody got something to say. But the thing about what some of these people are saying is they only know what they've heard other people say. They've read a book, watched a YouTube video, and now they're just simply repeating what they've read because they understand what the person has said to them or what they've read intellectually, but they don't have the experience. Now you're having the experience, but you don't have that other piece. And I don't mean the intellectual piece. I mean the piece where you're literally allowing yourself to tap in and merge with your highest essence. They don't have that either. They're just talking, running at the mouth. A lot of people have a lot of confidence in what they say, so they sound like they know so much and they don't. How do I know? Because I've been behind the scenes of a lot of things. I've talked to a lot of people. It's been many years at this point for me. So I've been many places, talked to many people. And I'm gonna tell you right now, a lot of folks just have the confidence to get out there and start talking, but they really don't know what they're talking about. Some people are geniuses. They've read so many books. They've got credentials. They got all kind of stuff going on. So intellectually, they sound like amazing, amazing. But they don't have the experience that you have. And the experience that you can allow yourself to have even further if you just calm yourself down. So how do you calm down so that you can allow for yourself to understand what's truly happening to you in a way that's in a loving, positive environment where you don't have to worry about anything attacking you and all these other things? The answer to that is you need to first be in a state of love energy, which means that you need to make that your baseline. You need to make that your default. I'm going to share a tip with you. When you start feeling these vibrations and you start having anxiety about it and you're like, oh God, what's going to happen? I don't know. Relax and repeat this in your mind. If you can still speak at this particular time, repeat it verbally. But if you already got to the state where you're switching your consciousness, your awareness is switching over to your etheric body, then you're not going to be able to speak it, but you can repeat this in your mind. And that is, I am always surrounded with love in every moment. That phrase is very powerful. And you won't know the power of it until you start using it, but it's extremely powerful. And you can create your own phrase, but that one right there is extremely powerful. It's something that I made up. And there's a story that goes along with that, but very, very powerful. And it's one of the things that's a part of my mystical ease method, because I do have a method for this. I had to figure things out. I had to get out of this fearful state because I became numb and stuck. You know exactly what I mean. All these things are happening. You know you're not able to control it yet because you can control it. But you know that you're in a stuck, paralyzed type of way of being, and you want to get up out of that. And if you don't get up out of that, what happens next is you shut down or you're in a state of depression. You may already be in that. And so what happens with that is it affects everything and everyone around you because you're not there for them. If you have children, you know you got to be there for your children, right? You have an older parent, someone else you need to take care of or help. You have family, friends, whoever, whatever. If you shut down, then everything else starts shutting down. You're very important. You're extremely important in this life and in other lifetimes. So we got to get it together. Start with love. Yes, there's other things to do. And yes, there are beings out there that don't like you. So I'm not even going to try to sugarcoat that. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you use love, they go away. They don't like it. They do not like it. I should do an episode just talking about love and my experience with that and how I'm telling you they don't like it. And you will see that. So calm yourself with the love statement and relax yourself, okay? Another thing to realize is that more times than not, you're going to be going somewhere that's going to give you information that's going to assist you in this life and in other lifetimes. You're going to have a very positive experience. You just have to shift your mindset to know that what's going to happen next after the vibrations, where you're going, is going to be someplace that's going to feed you information, information that you wouldn't otherwise get from anywhere else. No one is going to tell you in this reality. And sometimes there are times when your consciousness is going to be viewing something, a scenario playing out, and you're going to recognize the people, and you may even telepathically receive information about particular folks in this reality that you may not know personally, but you know because they may be in certain establishments, okay? And it affects you and it affects other people in this reality. Basically, what I'm saying is you're going to get insights that's going to help you navigate this life in a very positive way if you allow for those insights to come to you. If you continue to think, oh my God, a devil, demon, low vibrational being, something's attacking me, all these kind of things, then that will happen because your thoughts are very powerful, especially in an etheric realm or an astral realm or a non-physical realm. When you think something, it happens like that. It's immediate. If you haven't already experienced that, think about something and watch what happens immediately. And this reality is really slow, right? You can think about something. It's not going to boom and appear right then and there. It will in those other realities. So be careful of what you think. Start thinking more positive. Start thinking high vibrationally. And that starts with love, that love statement. Feel it. Allow it to sink in and then express it. Allow it to pour out. Something else to keep in mind about the vibrations. Sometimes those vibrations can heal you. There are non-physical beings that may be around you, and you will feel the vibrations move up and down, and sometimes you'll feel light that's pouring through you. Don't be afraid of that. You literally are being adjusted and healed. And you may not think that something is wrong. You may be like, well, what are they healing? There's nothing wrong with me. But remember, everything that manifests in this physical reality starts in a non-physical reality first. So it may not be in your physical brain's awareness, your human self-awareness, because it haven't manifested in this physical plane yet. But in a non-physical plane, in a non-physical reality, something is there that needs to be healed before it manifests here. Also, you're being upgraded. And what I mean by that is we are literally transitioning into another era of time. And it's a process that happens. And we're turning into more advanced type of humans. And so there's some adjustments that's being made so that you can withstand the frequencies that are coming into this reality. And so there are beings, and it may be even other aspects of you that's assisting you with that. So sometimes these vibrations, especially when you feel it going up and down, and it can be very soothing, really. It can be very, especially there's been times when I'm stiff and I'm feeling those vibrations going up and down. It's very soothing. But whether you're stiff or not, there's upgrades that are happening. You may also feel like something like you're being unwrapped in a way. Like this, like if you were to, if you had a t-shirt on, a regular t-shirt that had that crew neck, and then you lift it up and you can feel it brush against your face and you feel it like something has been unwrapped, right? Sometimes that happens. Allow for it. It's all positive things that are happening to you. And the light energy that you can feel sometimes that's coming through you, and that's what that is, by the way. If you felt something, it's the light that's coming through you. It is doing its thing to make the adjustments that need to be made for the time that we are moving into. And again, there may be some issues that you don't know of that a higher version of yourself or friends in other planes, other star systems, other dimensions, other galaxies could be assisting you. Always assume the positive. Always. Don't just assume the negative. Because like I told you, I'm going to say it all the time. When you allow for your frequency to be a love frequency, those other beings, they will go away. Okay? Always assume the positive, because what's happening is you are awakening to your true nature and you are a multidimensional being. There are so many versions of you that are not physical, and so much that's happening in other realms and other realities, other planes, other dimensions that's sharing the same space as this. That is way more vast than this little fraction of a reality that we call life here in the physical world. This is nothing compared to that. So there's all kinds of things that's transpiring, and now you're becoming aware to those other things. Allow for yourself to be able to see from these varying perspectives. And when you do that, the way that you perceive life in this reality will start to change, because you're now seeing things in more of a 360 panoramic view as opposed to over here or over there. You see what I'm saying? I bless you with love. Allow for love to pour to, through, and around you now, and cleanse and clear all of the junk out, all the toxic out. Allow for love to just be your default. I will always say that, because once you do that, you will see how much of a blessing these out-of-body experiences are. And yes, you can control it and you can stop. Like when you feel the vibrations, there's a way to stop it, and it won't happen. Because sometimes I have to stop it at night if I know I have to get up early and I have some things to do the next day. I don't want to have these experiences and go here, there, and everywhere because I got to get up early. I got some stuff to do. So I stop it. I can stop it whenever I feel like it. But right now, when you're in a state of fear, it's going to be very difficult to stop. Love is going to keep you cool, keep you calm, and then you can go on to the other things that's a part of all of this. You literally have friends in other star systems, other aspects of self, and other people who are reaching out to the other versions of you. And you think that you're spontaneously having these experiences, but they're calling you. Some of these people are calling you, these other aspects of yourself. And your higher self, from this reality's perspective, is kind of like answering the call, allowing you to go see what's going on. But if you're not in the right state of mind and understand certain things, you're not even going to be able to receive the information or the insights that you receive when you go meet up with these folks. Okay? So it's so important to start with the baseline, start with the fundamentals, start with the default energy of love. So that now, once you have that down, you can do all the other things that's going to allow for you to manage all of this with comfort and ease. If you have a question about anything that I just said or I've said in other episodes, go to askvernita.com, send me your question, and I'll reply to you. And it is me who's replying and it's me who's reading what you send. So if you feel uncomfortable with asking a question on social media, go to askvernita.com. Let's keep it private between the two of us. And I look forward to hearing from you. Much love to you. See you next week.